From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama says Americans will not be terrorized by the California mass shooting, which the FBI confirms is being investigated as an act of terrorism. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama said today, despite the massacre, we will uphold our values as a free and open society.
Most of all, we stand with 14 families whose hearts are broken. We're learning more about their loved ones, the men and women, the beautiful lives that were lost. They were doing what so many of us do this time of year, enjoying the holidays, celebrating with each other, rejoicing in the bonds of friendship and community that bind us together as Americans.
The Islamic State terror group has claimed the married couple involved in the California massacre as supporters.
We begin in California, where two soldiers of the Khilafah.
The group made its first comments about the mass killing in an English radio broadcast today, but did not express direct involvement in the attack. Meanwhile, the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is stepping up its investigation after determining the attack to be terrorism. Authorities say wife Tashfeen Malik pledged allegiance to the IS on social media, but FBI Director James Comey says so far it has no evidence linking her husband, Syed Rizwan Farouk, to a terrorist group.
The investigation so far has developed indications of radicalization by the killers and of a potential inspiration by foreign terrorist organizations.
Investigators are still unsure if the couple acted on their own or on the instructions of an unknown group. A triple suicide bombing at a market on an island in Lake Chad on Saturday killed at least 27 people and injured 90 others. Three explosions on Koulfoua were carried out by females, according to the Chad police spokesperson. This is VOA News. Officials from 195 nations attending the UN Climate Change Conference in Paris have approved a draft text of a climate deal. The draft document, coming after 4 years of negotiations, is meant to offer nations options to reduce the emissions of climate-altering greenhouse gases. Critics say that many unresolved issues remain to be hammered out before the conference ends on Friday, including who should bear the burden of paying for new directives. But UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is optimistic about the agreement.
Governments, cities, the private sector, investors, and the public at large increasingly understand the grave risks posed by climate change. They also see the tangible benefits to be gained by early action.
Scientists have warned that as the Earth warms, the planet will be increasingly hostile to human life, with rising sea levels, devastating storms, and severe droughts. India deployed hundreds of extra soldiers and relief workers to the flooded city of Chennai today, as residents said the government has been too slow to respond to havoc wrought by the heaviest rains in a century. About 280 people have died across Tamil Nadu state since it was hit by torrential rain starting on December 1st that left large sections of the capital city under up to 8 feet of water and trapped people on rooftops with no communication. Although the rain stopped and Chennai's airport has partially reopened, more than half the city remains flooded and some residents are still trapped on rooftops, too scared to wade through the water. The country of Thailand celebrated National Day and the birthday of its king this weekend with tributes and ceremonies. But as Ron Corbin reports for VOA, even as Thailand marks the occasions, concerns over the aging monarch's health remain.
Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha led National Day celebrations amid thousands of people paying tribute to Thailand's revered monarch, Bhumibol Adulyadej. Throughout Thailand, celebrations varied from the giving of alms to Buddhist monks to local ceremonies marked by officials and communities. Absent this year was the king's nationwide address amid increasing concerns of his fragile health as he marked his 88th year, 65 years as monarch, the world's longest reigning monarch. Bhumibol's only son, 63-year-old Crown Prince Maha Vacharalongkorn, is the heir apparent to the throne. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
And in Cartagena, Colombia, Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos is hailing the discovery of a Spanish galleon that went down over 300 years ago with what may be the world's largest sunken treasure. The boat went down in 1708 with 600 people on board. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.